episode 57 of the Generic Gaming Podcast.mp3, the podcast where we talk about a new game every single week. My name is Logan Myrie, and as always, I'm joined by my esteemed co-host and sound engineer, Eric Kraus.
How's it going?
Eric, I'm tired a little bit.
Yeah, me too. Starting to get a cold, which is not great.
No, it's really not fun at all.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is Antarctica, and
yeah, it really is.
It will be until March.
I haven't even checked the temperature yet, and I'm sure it's awful.
Yeah. It's been like when you go outside and you're like, oh, I think my skin is dying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can feel this in my bones.
Yeah. It's just like, especially when that wind hits, you're just like, oh, I want to die.
Eric, you want to hear a funny story about yesterday that I didn't tell you?
Of course.
And I'm only telling this because it's pretty comedic, I'd say.
Okay.
So I'm taking a shower, right? You know, as cleaning myself before work.
Yeah. Typically should do that. Probably helps.
Showers notoriously slippery.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, a lot of water going in there, a lot of chances to slip.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of start doing the cartoon thing where I'm slipping around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going down, huh? Uh-huh. And I just slipped and fell like through the shower curtain.
Uh-huh.
On out, like fully out of the shower.
Yeah.
And like onto the ground. And like, bam, like hit my head on the wall.
Ooh.
And just like was laying on the shower curtain. And I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Wait, so did you pull the whole thing down then?
No, this wasn't here. I was at my girlfriend's house.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, because our shower has those little traction things. So you
Yeah. Our shower would be very hard to slip in, I'd say.
Yeah, okay. So I haven't been taking a shower at her house. Like, is it so that she doesn't have any of the traction
things?
No,
it's one of them slippy tubs.
Oh, okay. And then, so did you pull the shower curtain down there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whole thing. Okay. Whole thing came down with me.
Ooh, so that's brutal.
Yeah, it kind of sucked, man. And I was like, God, I wish I was like at least a little more hurt, so I could like whine about it.
Yeah.
Because I was just annoyed as fuck.
Yeah. Just like embarrassing. Yeah. Honestly.
Oh man. I was like, I don't know. At least if I like sprained my ankle or something, I could take a couple hours.
But like, that's kind of worse though, isn't it? Like. Usually only old people hurt themselves in the shower.
Eric, I have a long history of hurting myself in embarrassing ways.
Yeah, that is true.
I once broke my hip in high school playing football after football practice.
Yeah, see? That's sad.
I tore my meniscus in gym class.
Hey, I might be getting a C in a gym class, so who cares?
Yeah, I mean, at least I got a good grade in gym class. Everyone, before we start, please, if you enjoy this show, if you've ever enjoyed this show, or you think maybe one day you'll enjoy this show, go subscribe or follow us on twitch.tv/lateforembargo, where you can catch the show early as we record it live on Mondays or Wednesdays, depending, at 8 a.m. Central Time. Or, if you don't want to do that, you can listen as we come out on Thursdays at 10 a.m. on any podcast service that you would like to hear us on. Anyways, Eric, let's get to the show. What have you been playing?
Been playing a game by an unknown creator called Death Stranding.
An up-and-comer, yeah?
An up-and-comer. Really big up-and-comer. No one's ever heard of him.
His name is Hideo Kojima.
Played Death Stranding.
Bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum- excited about this. I think that, you know, Sony and Kojima Productions maybe forgot to send us our copies.
Yeah, I think it just blew through their PR.
For the November 1st deadline, you know, for the embargo. But, you know, as the name suggests, late for embargo, we are
late
usually.
Yeah.
So I just want to preface this by saying, first, we're going to do some non-spoilery, totally just give you our thoughts about the game, whether or not you should play it, all that good stuff. Then we're going to get into some mild spoilers up till chapter 3. I want to talk about kind of what I've played, some of the like funny, odd terminology in the game, all that good stuff. We're not going to get super into story stuff because we're going to do another episode for the first time in the show. We're going to do a repeat of a game ever. Yeah. And we are going to talk about kind of the story up through as far as we've played. Eric, how much have you played of this game so far, would you say?
So I'm at the start of chapter 3. I literally just got the chapter 3 splash screen last night, and then once you get back control of the character, that's right where I am.
Okay. How many hours would you say you've spent in, you know, up till then?
I'm probably 12 hours in.
Really? So did you do a lot of stuff in chapter 2, like extra stuff?
No, I think I just spent a lot of time walking around and just looking at stuff.
And just looking at
and
stuff?
And just kind of like figuring out the game, you know?
Okay. Because I'd say I'm probably a solid 12 or 13 hours, but I'm like well into chapter 3.
Maybe more, though.
I guess, you know, PS4 doesn't fucking track your time.
Yeah, it's very hard to
tell. It's my biggest grievance with the console.
Yeah, but it does track it because they release those stats at the end of the year.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they send you that good email about like, oh, you played.
Why not let me see it?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Because Xbox does. I don't think it's like very accurate.
Everything
usually
does.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's my most requested feature of the console. Yeah.
PS5, gotta wait for
PS5, please, please, Sony, do it for me.
Yeah, like, don't you know I'm trying to make a spreadsheet that has a lot of details in it?
I was gonna say, please, Shuhei, and then, I was like, oh, yeah, Shuhei,
Well, he still works there.
Well, yeah, but, like, you know, now it's, what's that guy's name?
I don't know, I don't remember the guy's name.
The guy from Gorilla.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, it's not like Shuhei was, when Shuhei had that job, it was like... He still wasn't responsible for that kind of stuff.
Why? But he was the guy. He was like the president.
No, he was. He was the head of first party studios.
Oh yeah. Well, all right. Please, Shuhei, let me have.
So,
the...
Yeah, he still has the same power because he didn't have that power anyway.
Listen, I bet if Shuhei Yoshida says give me the time clock, I bet it'll happen. All
yeah.
Right?
He'll just get it from the indie games now.
So I have some basic questions.
Yes.
Do you think the game is good? A yes or no. I don't want to hear any of this, like, meh.
Yes, I do think the game is good.
I agree. I think the game is good. Would... This is the next question.
Okay,
you just stay with me.
Okay.
This is kind of a rapid fire, Eric.
Okay, got it.
Do you recommend the game to anyone?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would say no.
Oh, okay.
And I'll get into it. I think that this is a game that you need to buy into.
Okay.
Like, you need
Well,
to...
are we getting into it? I don't know how much
No. I mean, let's... Okay, last question. This is the last rapid-fire question.
We'll
is it fun?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say so as well. I know we had this whole conversation last week about,
were entirely different.
I know. Do games need to be fun? Because everyone was making Death Stranding seem like a boring simulator.
Yeah.
You know? A how long can you last simulator.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the game is fun. Like, I enjoy the act of playing the game.
Yeah, me too.
So I think that was all a little overblown. I mean, I stand by my answer. I don't think games need to be fun, but I think it is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're kind of still in the early stages, so who knows, maybe it gets more boring.
Yeah, that's true. It could. Yeah, that's one thing I've been thinking about is I've really been enjoying what I've been playing so far, but it being like a 70 hour game possibly, I don't know how much I'll enjoy that, because the game is essentially a walking simulator, right?
Well, no, so I kind of have beef with this, because like the idea of a walking simulator is that there are no mechanics, right? Really?
Yeah,
like
that's true.
Like
you
only walk. Thing really the only thing you're doing is walking around, exploring, and like reading, right? There's like very few mechanics,
but
that's
like
the whole
that's
point.
The base of the game, right?
But
so,
like
for all intents and purposes, it's a walking simulator.
But like this game is like it has like grenades and shit, you know what I mean? Like it is for all intents and purposes, like it's just kind of a normal AAA game without a lot of guns. I don't know. I kind of just have beef with the walking simulator thing. Not to say I love walking simulators. Some of my favorite games are walking simulators. I just don't think it's like a. I don't really think that's right.
I think
because it's got too many mechanics.
Okay, I think you're thinking of it way too having to be specific. That it's like you only use this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like I'm being too genre specific.
I think for the bulk of the game, yeah, it's a walking simulator.
Yeah. It's a USPS simulator.
It's a USPS simulator because you're just a delivery man and you go around dropping packages off,
yeah,
dropping semen and egg samples off at different facilities.
Bro, dude, Eric, let me tell you, I delivered a fucking pizza yesterday.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
And it was like it was funny because it was like, oh, you have to put the pizza on its side like when you're carrying it or else it'll deteriorate very quickly, obviously, as a pizza would. So I'm like, I tried to put it on my back and I'm like, oh, it keeps doing the vertical thing. I'm like, I can't do that, right? So I had to put like something else on my back so that it could sit on top of that thing.
Sit on top, yeah.
Which is kind of smart. I don't know. It's kind of fun.
And then hopefully you don't run into any timefall and then it just gets ruined.
Yeah, and you just fuck up that pizza.
I guess they just deteriorate, right?
Get old. Be old, musty pizza.
Yeah, well, it would deteriorate. Why don't you cover everything in plastic? Like, your suit's made of plastic. Why don't we not make these containers covered in plastic?
Well, the whole thing, I mean, the containers help or whatever, right? But it's like you're in it so long. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but like your suit's made of plastic.
Yeah, why don't you just cover anything in that?
Yeah.
Whatever. Don't think about it too hard.
Yeah, I know, right?
Gotta
have a game mechanic. Also, did you realize, just mechanically wise, you can spray the stuff on your back? You don't have to take
no,
it off.
No, really?
You?
How?
Yeah, you, if you pull out the repair spray, there's a button to flip it around and you can just hold it and it'll cover everything on your back.
So for context, your cargo that you're carrying around as a delivery man will sometimes deteriorate for reasons. And you can have this repair spray that'll basically, like, you know, repair it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know that. I've always just been offloading everything and, like,
me too.
And just spraying the ground.
Yeah. It also has, like, an area of effect, so you don't have to, like, spray one thing at a time.
Yeah, you can spray pretty much all of it. That shit runs out real fast, though.
Yeah, well, it's super easy to make.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just going to do some more, like, overall likes and dislikes.
Okay.
How do you like the story so far?
I am super into it. I think it's really weird. I don't get the people that are like, you have to have a really high IQ to play this game. The metaphors are super ham-fisted.
Yeah, there's a guy named fucking Die Hard, man.
Yeah, everything, you don't have to, like, I don't get those people. They just want to be haters, I guess, but, like, I think the story's super interesting. I don't think it's the end-all, be-all of stories.
No, I'm into it, though. Like, yeah. I think it's cool. I think the characters really are cool. Interesting. I'm, like, I'm interested to see what happens.
Yeah, I think it has this very originality to it that haven't seen in many stories. But obviously, you could see where Hideo gets a lot of his inspiration for this story and the things he does. And so, like, I'm just super into it, and like the story is what's keeping me playing in this game.
Yeah, I do kind of like that, because I think around chapter 2 I was like, well, like, I don't know, is this like kind of the whole game? And then I got to chapter 3 and I was like, oh, okay, like, there's, because there was some story stuff that happened that I was like, oh, hell yeah, okay, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm into this.
Me too. Yeah, like, you had me play, because I was right at the end of chapter 2 last night, and then you told me that the shit gets wild, and so, like, I played that last part right before chapter 3 last time. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm back in.
Yeah, I think we're gonna talk about that at some point today.
Okay.
Just so everyone is ready. How are you liking the gameplay? So I think maybe we should explain what, you know, for everyone. I at this point, you know, it's out of the bag, right? Everyone kind of knows, but, like, how would you explain what the basic gameplay of Death Stranding is?
So the basic gameplay up to the point where we've played is, it's basically a strategy delivery game where you get your order for to deliver whatever to wherever place, right? And then you have all this cargo, and you have to strategically put it on Sam Porter so that he's balanced so you could walk with it, right? And then depending on how into it you want to get, you could literally open the map and zoom in and plot a route that it will show up, like, an AR arrow thing on, like, when you playing the game, if to plot your route to get to your area. Or you could just walk there, which is what I usually do, and just figure it out as
you
go.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting.
Do you plot routes?
I do, because I'm like, oh, okay, you know, there's a giant mountain here. I don't really want to do that, so maybe I'll go around.
I usually just figure it out.
Okay, that's interesting. Because I really haven't done that. Because I feel like I'd get lost.
Oh, okay. Well, you can just hold L1 on the PlayStation controller, and it will pull up your compass and show you where your, like, area is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pull up the map and look to make sure I'm going in the right way, or if, like, there's a way to get through. Like, in one area before, near the end of the chapter 2, you're going up through a mountain, and there's, like, two ways you could go, and I didn't know. I wanted to see which way would be the quicker way out. And so I would open up the map and look.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I like that.
Yeah.
And so there's also, you know, another big part of the game is kind of preparing the materials you're going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you have climbing ropes that you can, you know, if you're at the top of a mountain or whatever, you can, like, pick it down and then, like, use the rope to slide down.
Yeah.
There's ladders. And then, you know, as the game progresses, you get more of that kind of stuff. But I'd say those are kind of the big ones for just, like, getting around terrain and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that stuff's really interesting, and I think that the game's online aspects, which I don't really think this is a spoiler. I think this is kind of like it was in the marketing materials, so, you know, be warned. But the fact that you're seeing other players stuff. Like, you know, like you get to see their they put a ladder down, right? And then you get to use that ladder. Like, I think that's the most novel part of this game. Like, I think that is so cool.
Yeah, that's the part of the online stuff I kind of like, is that people can play stuff in the world and then you could find them in your game. The thing I don't like is there's like these markers you could put down in the game.
Yeah, they're called signs.
Signs, yeah. And like, they're just everywhere. They litter the landscapes, dude.
It does take you out of it a little bit. I mean, I guess it makes the world feel like people are exploring it, but it is kind of annoying because most of the time I feel like it's just kind of people spamming.
Yeah, spamming the things to get likes on it. Which is, like, the other thing is, like, you can like people's stuff, like, when you come across their ladder or when you come across one of their signs. I just don't understand the point of it.
Really? Well, I don't know.
I don't know if that was supposed to be a metaphor, too.
It is. I think it really is supposed to be this,
likes are pointless in real life, too.
But it is funny because it does give you that, like... Like, I open up the game, and it's like, oh, you know, four people liked your ladder. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I thought that was a great place for that ladder.
Yeah. But you also get artificial likes from the NPCs, too.
Yeah, which is
like
less cool.
Like, your little beach baby can give you likes, which is really weird.
It's a bridge baby, Eric.
Or bridge baby, whatever.
So, yeah, I think that the online stuff is, like, awesome. Just because I've literally run into situations where I'm like, oh, shit's, like, real. Like, I'm getting chased or whatever. And you know, here's a cliff. Fuck, I don't have another rope. Mm-hmm. And then there's just one there because someone had dropped it. I'm like, oh yes, goddamn.
I think some of that stuff takes me out of it though. It's like, oh, because like people will put signs in like dangerous situations, like kind of basically a way you could follow to get out, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
see,
so
I think it kind of
takes me out, like, because I would have rather figured that out on my own.
Okay.
And like come up with my own solution.
You can play in offline mode.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I should just start doing that.
You complainer, jeez.
Well, the problem is I've started the game once, and then I just always put my PlayStation in rest mode, so I haven't like started again. So it's not like I've ever
no. You
seen
can do it from the pause menu.
Yeah, but it's not like because when you load into the game, it gives you an option, right? And so it's not like I've ever seen the option again while I've been playing.
Okay.
So I haven't really thought about playing in offline mode. Also, just always online is how everything is now. So it didn't really cross my mind.
The music in this game is cool. I really like it a lot.
Oh yeah, just Lowrar. If you want to check out the music to this game, literally just listen to any Lowrar album.
Yeah, and, I mean, there's other bands.
I haven't gotten anything other than Lowrar.
Yeah, you have.
Is it Coming Down the Hill right there?
Yeah, I was thinking about that song specifically.
Oh, okay.
But then, yeah there's some great music. And that first song, the opening of this game is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And damn, dude, the Kojima Productions, you know, he's got that whole, what do you call that? When they have
title splash producer screen.
Yeah, like the production screen or whatever. And it's just this fucking absolutely beautiful moon whale thing. And God, it's so cool.
Loads
dude.
In the astronaut, too.
I was like, oh, man.
They definitely used ray tracing in that.
Or something. I don't know, man. That shit was beautiful.
Yeah, that shit was crazy looking.
And then the game opens, right? And there's just really good music. There's this great tonal song, and it's a bunch of shit happens, you know, and you're going through all these fucking cutscenes and stuff, but like, damn, it was cool as hell.
Yeah, it was very cool. I think the beginning of the game is it's a very strong part of the game.
Yeah, it gets you. I think I was like, oh shit, I'm okay. Yeah. I'm ready for this.
I mean, it made you buy the game because bought it and then.
So I should explain, because I think literally maybe last week on the podcast, I was like, I'm not fucking, I can't, dude. I can't buy this game, right? Star Wars is out, like, I don't know what to do. And then, Eric, you were going to download it. I'm like, fine, I'll watch. I'll just watch, you know, you play a little bit. And the first part started, and you know, we were getting through that, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to buy this game.
Yeah.
And I went and downloaded it.
Yeah, you're like, I'm done watching, I'm going to go get it.
and then I couldn't play that night, because it took 5 hours to download, but that's all right.
It's just pretty good. Honestly, oh, you're not wired in, though. That's why.
Yeah, that's true.
You could have just came out here and plugged into the Ethernet.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine. I wasn't going to stay up anyways. You know, I know myself.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to talk a little bit about the like, scary sections of the game. I don't know. We'll get into it later. But the sections of the game where it involves you doing a lot of, like, sneaking, I think are super cool and, like, very tense.
Yeah. So... I won't explain what they are, but the enemies are the BTs, right?
Yes, the BTs.
The big shadowy things you see in trailers, basically. Yes. And so it was funny because you texted me, there's a part in chapter 1 where you come across them, And you texted me right after. You're like, let me know when you get to this spot. I want to talk about what just happened. I was like, okay. And then I got to the spot. There's a cutscene. I'm like, what do you really want to talk about? Because the enemy section, we played through way differently.
Yeah. Because you said you just ran through. I'm like, that's what you mean.
Because I didn't really realize what was going on. Because, like, you get up into the area. And, okay, huge grievance with the game. The text is so fucking small, and I'm playing out here. Usually I play games, like, in my room at my desk, and I'm a foot away from my monitor.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it.
But this game's absolutely fucking gorgeous, so I want to play it on the TV out here, because it's a 49-inch TV, way bigger than my monitor in there. Mm-hmm. And I just want to get the full glory of the game. But we're about 5 feet away from the TV here, or 6 feet, probably. And the text is so fucking small that it's so hard to read anything that's going on. And there's so much text in this game.
Yeah, I think that is, like, kind of hot garbage, actually. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like for anyone who has any sort of mild sight loss, like, you're fucked.
Yeah, and I wear glasses, obviously, but my vision's still really bad. And, like, my glasses help a lot, but, like, if text is super small, just... I can't. Like, I have to, like, go forward and squint.
Yeah. I've been playing in my room, and I'm sitting, like, literally a foot or two away from my TV because my room's small. So it hasn't really been a problem for me, but I have been like, oh, yeah, the menus and the text are not great.
Yeah. And so when I got to that area, that's the first time you encounter them. And so, like, there's a bunch of things popping up on how to deal with it, but I couldn't read what it was saying. And so, like, I kind of crouched because I could figure out it was, like, press circle to crouch. It's just a typical game mechanic, right? And so I was, like, crouching, and then it's, like, it wants you to hold your breath. And I'm, like, I don't really understand why. And, like, I'm going through, and I couldn't figure out because you have a little detector on your back because they're invisible. You can't really see them. And so, which, like, increases the tension a ton because you're kind of trying to avoid this enemy you can't really see. And so I didn't really get how the detector worked, and it was just going off, and then eventually I triggered them, and then I just started booking it.
Oh, okay.
which was pretty cool, because when they catch you, it's pretty sick what happens.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that, because you were like, oh, did you get caught? And I was like, no, what do you mean? And so the second time you did it, though, you said you did it kind of, I guess, the way that they probably
wanted you to do it. Yeah, I did it where you get through without being detected.
Yeah.
In this second encounter. And so, but, like, I still managed to get out, like, in that first part, which was a part that took me out of it, is because it was like a hard cutoff of where you had to get to. That's the only thing I don't like about the areas where the BTs are, is there's a hard and fast circle that they're in, pretty much, right? You just have to get through that circle, and you're fine.
Yep, that is true. Which is, yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, but...
Mechanically wise, yeah, I get it. It makes sense, but it kind of takes you out of it. Like, especially if you trigger them and you're running and all this shit starts hitting the fan, and then you hit that circle and you're out, and then it just stops.
Yep. And they're like, all right, fine. Yeah. Chill.
You're good, dog. We can't go past that circle. There's not rain right there.
Uh huh.
Even though we're what brings the rain.
All right, Eric. I think I want to do a little segment called Death Stranding Dictionary. And so this is going to be, again, spoilers and stuff for parts of the game. Nothing crazy. Let's get into it. I'm going to say a word, and I want you to try to explain to me what it means.
Okay. Wait, do you have the actual definitions from the game or no?
No. I figured we'd just see if we're on the same page.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
The Death Stranding.
The Death Stranding, okay, this is a hard one because it has so many meanings in this game.
Well, but there, I'm gonna say it's an Death event, Stranding, right?
Yeah. Well.
You want me to go?
I want you to go because I want to see.
So the Death Stranding is an event that happened in America where the BTs come and they start killing people. And when they kill people, the people explode. Killing more people. They explode.
Okay.
Wipes out a ton of people. So that is what has fractured America, and, you know, this is kind of the impetus for the game. You are now going through all of this area, trying to reconnect all of these people who are kind of in, they're all in bunkers and stuff because they don't want to get caught because, you know, that'll be the end of the human race.
Yeah.
That is the Death Stranding.
Okay. Yes, I'd agree. I was going to say, like, the event that happens that causes the void out, and causes people to become.
Yeah.
People.
See, I don't know, but I think the Death Stranding specifically is like that one event. That like one, the that, big one.
The beginning event.
Yeah, it's the stranding of all of the deaths or whatever.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I don't know.
There's literally a point at like the beginning of the game where they use the word stranding in seven different ways and add death and like to it, and it gets so confusing.
Yeah, and they even like explain it too, which is kind of, they're like, strand can mean so many different things. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It can, you know, and they're like, it can mean a connection. Like, they're kind of giving you all of the like.
Yeah, literally ham-fisted.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, like.
Dooms.
Dooms is a medical condition.
Yeah, I think so.
Certain people have, for some reason, that links them to the beach and allows them to detect the BTs in some way.
No, the BBs do that, don't they?
No.
Oh, yeah, like, Sam can sense can feel them. It. Yeah, he can sense them.
Fragile can see them somehow. I don't remember.
She has, like, level fucking three or whatever.
Yeah, and then, like, Higgs is, like, level seven because he can, like, literally do stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So Dooms is like a connection to the other side.
Yeah.
But it's also like an allergy, right? Like it's like a chiral allergy.
Yeah, it's like an allergy to the futuristic pollen.
Yeah, yeah.
That was created after the
Death. Okay, so the next word is chiralium.
Yeah, it's a futuristic pollen. I like
that. Yeah, I'd say that's about right. It's something in the air.
Yeah, that, but it could also be used for, like, literally anything. It could be used to create materials. It's used as a way to communicate, like, over long distances almost instantly, I think, right?
Yeah, so this was kind of a weird, touch point for me because I was like, they're talking about chiralium as if they don't want to come in contact with it, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, it's don't worry, it's a safe amount in the air. Mm-hmm. And then the whole point of the game is to, like, use it.
Yeah, and I'm to get like, a lot of it and use it.
Why are you guys trying to get all of this, like, stuff that is clearly bad for you?
To create fiber internet, pretty much.
Yeah, okay, so chiral network.
Yeah, it's fiber internet.
Yes, the internet, basically. Yeah, yep. You're connecting everyone to Wi-Fi.
Yep.
And that will allow them to print things.
Real quick.
Which is, like, it's kind of funny, but, like, it works, right? Like, I'm like, okay, cool. They're all trying to, you know, the connection is getting to the chiral network, so that they're all part of this one ecosystem.
Yeah, well, that's the metaphor, isn't it? We're all connected through the internet, so we should be nicer on the internet.
Yeah, something like that, man. Yeah. A BT.
A BT is a beached thing, which are the people that have died.
Is that what that stands for?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The people that have died and gone to the beach, but have made it back into the real world.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, so they've come to the... They're part of the other side or whatever, but they have made it to our side and are bad and trying to, you know, eat you or kill you or whatever.
They're trying to do something. Really don't know what.
Yeah.
Pull you to the beach, I think.
Yeah, yeah, pull you... and so that, you know, that kind of goes into the beach, because I think we have a different understanding of what the beach is.
Okay. I think it's basically heaven or hell or purgatory, right? It's the afterlife. You go to the beach when you die. It was something that it was always there. We just didn't know it. But then we eventually found it and figured it out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think from my understanding, the beach is the middle, because she says that she's not quite dead or whatever. And but so like the ocean is supposed to be the other side or whatever, and the beach is like the middle.
Middle. That makes a lot of sense. Okay,
it's like purgatory.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense because it's a really spoiler. I won't get into that.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it's basically I always just saw it as the afterlife because that's right, basically what they said is they figured out what happens when you die.
Yeah,
when you go to the beach.
Yeah, yeah. So I think the beach is the like
yeah,
the
beach
middle
is basically
and the ocean is supposed like the ocean in the beach is the other side.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense because you have to cross the beach to get to the water.
Void out.
Void out is the event that happens when someone dies. And they're in the process of going to the beach.
And they fucking explode.
And they fucking nuke.
Yeah.
Off, basically. They become a nuclear bomb and just destroy cities.
Yep. Everyone's very scared of dead people. And there's some great sections kind of in the beginning, the very beginning of the game. So, you know, we're again, spoilers up there. Where you, whenever someone dies, like, they need to dispose of them very quickly.
Yeah, the only way to prevent it is to burn the body.
Yep, to incinerate them.
And then they won't become a beach thing, which causes the void out.
Cupid.
I forgot what this one was.
It's his little necklace.
Oh, the little Kyrillium necklace?
Yeah, it's basically fucking USB drives or something.
Yeah, it's USB drives full of Kyrillium that he's really just ripping apart his neck every time he uses, because he just yanks it off every time.
Yeah.
Like, you're like shortening the strap on that every time you pull it apart.
Yeah, so it's like these six Kyrillium things. They float. And
because Kyrillium defies gravity.
Yeah, but isn't he allergic? Why is he wearing them?
Because the capsules they put in them, he was safe to wear.
Okay, yeah, so it's and he fucking takes them off and they float and you use it in like a USB drive, mm-hmm. basically, and they connect people to the chiral network.
Yeah, basically just a bunch of data that you put into things to connect people to fiber internet.
BB
is a bridge baby.
A bridge baby.
Helps you see BTs.
Yeah, so they are
and
babies, like newborns, basically, of still mothers or whatever. So, mm-hmm. like, moms who are, I think they literally say, like, brain dead.
Yeah.
And so they are not quite, like, they can't survive out of their little pods, which I guess are, like, little wombs.
Yeah, they're supposed
wombs.
To, they're made to be, imitate the mother's womb.
Yeah, and so they're not quite alive and not quite dead, which is why they have this connection to the other side and can... You basically fucking wear them and like strap them in like an umbilical cord.
Yeah,
exactly. And they will alert you to BTs. Mm-hmm. They're like connected to your little detector, which is kind of cool because it like fucking does this.
Yeah, it has like a personality. Yeah, for some reason.
I really like whenever you get out of the BT areas and it'll
give you a thumbs up.
Yeah, it'll like give you a little thumbs up and or like tap you on the shoulder and then just like go down. It's really cute. I like the BB a lot. How are you feeling?
I like it's like a character and I like that.
Yeah, BB28 is is the BB in the game.
It also lets you date Mads Mikkelsen, which I'm very into.
Yeah. So you'll get these flashbacks of the baby and like that's where you get to see Mads Mikkelsen's character. And it's really I don't really know what's going on yet, but
it's
interesting.
Yeah, I don't either. It's just dating Sim right now.
Yeah, basically you're just staring into Mads Mikkelsen's face.
A fucking beautiful face.
Yeah. So that's cool. I like the BB. It cries through the controller, which is a little off-putting at first.
My controller volume is super turned down, and so like I never noticed.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes there was a time when shit was kind of going down, and it was just wailing through my controller, and I was like, oh, okay.
And yeah, you could like take it off and like shake the pod and calm it down.
Yeah, you can like rock the baby with the controller. It's weird. I don't know, man. Mules.
Mules are people dressed in cosplay of the Monster Inc. SWAT dudes that come whenever they come in contact with any human stuff. They're people dressed in that kind of cosplay that are just fucking crazy about loot, dude.
Yeah.
They play tons of looter shooters, and now they're like in a world where that's all they have to actually care about. And so they're looking for anything.
That is a very good description of the mules. Yeah, so the mules are people who used to be porters. They used to be delivery men.
Mm-hmm.
And then the world automated delivery, aka, you know, Amazon, and these people got addicted to delivering. They say that a lot, that they are addicted.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're just like, what if we deliver the packages to ourselves?
Yeah, and so whenever you come through an area, they're like, we want that loot, and then they'll just chase you and try to get your shit. And then when they get the shit, they don't deliver it, they just hoard it.
That's all. They just want it. They don't want to bring it anywhere. They don't want actual jobs. They just want to steal stuff and keep it.
Yeah, container. It works, whatever, right? You need some enemies.
Yeah, I guess.
Bridges.
Bridges are the delivery men that aren't mules. And so
those are porters.
Okay, then what's a bridge?
Bridges is like the company.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was confused about this distinction, Eric. Cuz Bridges is a company that delivers things.
Yeah.
So, I think, you know, because their fucking logo is...
But they also are in charge of the present
bread yeah, presidency. But, and then there's like the UCS or the USC. I can't remember which way it goes, which is like the new United States of America.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is Bridges the company controlling the government?
Yeah, I think so.
Like Bridges is the government.
We're
like,
still a capitalist society, so I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, so it's like the whole country is going to be led by this fucking delivery company, which cool. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
And so, yes, like, I guess then Porter is a delivery man.
Yeah, the what you play as. You're a Porter.
That's basically all I have for Death Stranding Dictionary.
Yeah,
these are all the words so far
that I've come across.
Eric, how are you feeling about the characters you've run into the game so far?
I like them all quite a lot. I think it's my biggest problem is the main character has the very RPG element where he doesn't talk. And,
yeah,
that super takes me out of it. Which is like weird because it's fucking Norman Reedus. So you had him? Did you just have him for mocap and not lines?
Part of me is like, did they just not have Norman Reedus for enough days? They were like, all right, we have like 4 days with Norman Reedus, or yeah, like, you know, whatever. We have
all the mocap done, and then we'll get to lines if we have time. Because
he definitely doesn't talk a lot, and I literally can't tell if it's like on purpose, or
if like that's supposed to be his character.
Yeah, or you know, if maybe it's supposed to be you. So, you know, we're not trying to create this character that much or something.
But it's not like we have dialogue options.
Yeah, so it kind of makes me feel like there's just not enough dialogue.
Yeah.
And because there was a part where this guy is like, he's kind of like, oh, I don't want to be part of the Chiral Network, right? Like, he's like, I'm not for it. I don't want to do this. And then I'm kind of expecting some back and forth between Sam and him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Sam to be like, oh, no, like, blah, blah, blah. This is what it is. It'll help you. Yada, yada. And so, but it's just this guy monologuing, and he's kind of like convincing himself. Like, and then he just kind of is like, all right. If you do this thing for me, like, I will let you do it. And it really took me out of it.
Yeah. It's like the character definitely should have been saying something there.
But, I think that Norman Reedus' character is like good. When he is talking, it's cool. Like, yeah. I like his character so far.
There was a weird uncanny valley effect I had at the beginning of the game where there was just something off-putting about Norman Reedus' character model, and I was like, I couldn't figure out what it was, because it wasn't like his face or like his mannerisms or like how he was moving, because like everyone else was fine. Like it was only Norman Reedus' character
really
that was bothering me. And then there's the part where you go and to make your first delivery and he puts his hair up. And it went away. And I'm like, it was his hair the whole time that taking me out of it, like, so much. Which was super weird to me, because they're using the engine Gorilla made, where there's a whole thing dedicated to hair that they needed to make Aloy's hair, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
and so I think the hair looks good. I don't have any problems.
It's just Norman Reedus's for some reason. Okay. Like, it just takes me... It's, like, just his character that it bothers me on, like, for some reason. Like, something... There's a disconnect from what I'm seeing and what my brain is picking up.
Okay.
But, like, when his hair is back, it looks great.
I had heard or read somewhere, I don't remember, that Guillermo del Toro's character is a sound-alike.
Oh, it's not actually Guillermo.
Like, it's his model. Like, he did the mocap for it, but they used the sound alike, I think.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then.
But I like his character, too. I think he sounds good. Like, I don't know. I think it's all delivered well.
Mm-hmm.
I like Die Hard Man.
Yeah.
Even though I just fucking hate his name.
You need to get over the name. It's fine.
It's just everyone in this name, dude. I saw a lot of Twitter jokes about, like, what's your Hideo Kojima name?
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, it's blank, 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 ma'am.
Yeah, just add man to it.
And then I saw one that was like, oh, if you're a woman, it's the most uncomfortable thing a family member has said about you. It's like an adjective that a family member used that made you very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
But yeah, I'm into what I'm playing so far. I think. Eric, should we save a lot of the story stuff for next week?
I think we'll get into that next week when we could kind of go through way more of it.
Yeah. I do think that makes sense, and it'll give everyone more time to play. Mm. So everyone, you know, get to play in Death Stranding. We're going to do a part two next week. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of game club stuff. If you want to know anything about Death Stranding or, you know, you want us to dissect anything, you have any comments, tweet at us at GGPMP3 or at Crizzy and the Hizzy or at Low Myrie, or if you're part of our Discord, just put it in there.
Yep.
Everyone, this has been the genericgamingpodcast.mp3. Thank you so much for listening. Please tune in next week when Eric and I run away from the Jedi killers, because Order 66 has been in effect and we are Jedi. Anyways.
Does that really make sense? Because we're not talking about Star Wars next week.
No, Eric, it's never real. That's the thing.
What? We haven't been talking to these people at the end?
Do you remember when I said Paul Rudd was coming on the show?
What?
And they never came.
What?
Anyways, we love you. Unless you suck, in which case we don't, and you should probably work on that.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
There we go.